Estás aqui ao Rotata da Toa. Aqui ao Rotata com a Tama aqui não tem que ter nem fora. E não nem na cor, nem na tampa com ripa. É para que tem o Mauri, o Hoki mais de parte Mauri que tem uma. Ona wana, tēnā unā kore, anā unā tonu a te ao Māori i poi poi te wāi a rāta. Rāta iri ane te pakita rā kore, anei māta, tēnei tira hou, tēnei te whānau, me ki, o te motu, ko eke mai. A ki roto i tēnei kore, ki te tataka ki tēnei kore.
Kia ora.
E hari te mea mō te ao e ora tonu nei, ngari mō rātau ko ngaro atu te tirohanga kanaka. He rā nui tēnei mō te ao Māori, he rā nui tēnei mō te pāti Māori, tēnā kūtau. Tēnā koutou kia ora tātou katoa. Welcome everyone, thank you very much for being here on time. And we appreciate the opportunity that that we have to make some statements with respect to the significant day for the Pāti Māori. We'll ask Tariana on behalf of our party to provide a statement to you all, and then we'll be available for questions, and most of those will be going towards Tariana, and she can direct us as to the rest of us as to how we respond to other questions at a local level if need be. Thank you for being here. Tēnā tātou katoa.
Tēnā koutou katoa. Well, today is a landmark day, we believe, for New Zealand, and it's a day when the conflicts and divisions of the past 5 years can at long last be rectified. It's a day that the Ministerial Review of the Foreshore and Seabed Act 2004 has concluded the Act is indeed built on shaky foundations and that it must be repealed. And the report talks about a nation divided, and it concludes that the Foreshore and Seabed Act severely discriminated against Māori, took away our right to go to court. It drew on legal tests that were developed in other jurisdictions foreign to our own context. And it was simply wrong in principle and approach, and the timing and process were also wrong. And the report defines the 2004 Act as causing much anguish and concern to Māori. And those words are the voice of reason that the Māori Party has been waiting 5 long years to hear. The Act has to be the single biggest land nationalisation statute enacted in New Zealand history. 85% of people favoured repeal of the Act, and only 5% wanted to see the Act remain unchanged. The panel summation was definitive. The Act appears to be unpopular with most New Zealanders. Today's a very emotional day for those of us in the Māori Party who know full well that this party has been founded on the basis of this discriminatory piece of legislation. So we're very pleased to have reached this point. We know that there's a lot more work to be done, and we welcome that because we see the Treaty of Waitangi as being a document that is both for Māori and for Pākehā, and what they have recommended in here is clear that Māori rights must be upheld and Pākehā rights must be upheld too. So we feel very positive that this is a unifying document, a way forward for all New Zealanders. Kia ora.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're really, really happy this day. I mean, just we came to Parliament on this tucket, and I think as it moves forward now, people will see that we have actually stood for many, many issues. Every issue that affects Māori and therefore New Zealand, we have had an opinion on, and I think that it's timely that this report should come out now. When we came in, people said we had no chance of getting this to this position here, so we're really, really excited. I think it's important the language used in the report as well. Very, very, very strong language that the Māori was severely discriminated against. I mean, that makes up for those haters. We were called haters and wreckers. We were told they'd rather have a sheep, talk to a sheep, Shrek or something. I think I had him for lunch last week. I'm not sure about it. I remember. It's only right that it should come out with some very, very strong language like this. So we're looking forward to moving forward. And because issues like access, which weren't an issue as far as Māori were concerned, everyone always had access. But because those matters were raised, I guess the solutions have got to contain that issue of access, public access to the water, but also the fact that the rights of Māori, our customary rights, is paramount. So happy days, we're really, really happy. Our side of the house was pretty happy today.
The review talks about a national settlement proposal. Is that your preferred option when you look at this review?
No, we don't have a preferred option at this stage. We haven't had time to read the report fully. But we think that this is a report that needs to be consulted fully with Māori people up and down the country, and in the end they are the ones who should make the decision about what it is that should be carried forward.
It talks quite a lot about compensation though, both in the national policy and in the regional media policy. I mean, is that something that you were advocating for, compensation?
Well, we haven't advocated for compensation, but of course when you steal or take something that isn't rightfully yours, those who have had those areas of land taken from them in the past have had a right to compensation, and so therefore it should be part of the consideration.
So if a repeal of the current Act is a bare minimum for you as a party, what is it that you'd like to see on top of that? Is customary title important?
Customary title is vital. And that's our whakapapa, that's our very existence. That is the definition of Māori. So it has to appear in the solution.
The interesting thing about this, though, is it says that customary rights are property rights. That's what this review says, which... So that would mean... Are we talking about full-scale freehold property rights? How do you determine that definition of property rights?
Well, I guess that the Pākehā definition in law of property rights is freehold individual rights. We're talking about customary rights that have existed pre-European. Those rights should continue through to today, and the navigation and access rights of other New Zealanders should be protected, and we agree with that.
You don't see that as a freehold title right that is in that view?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, when we talk freehold title right, people tend to focus on that as being an individual title. Right. The fact of it is that these lands are multiply owned. They are owned by hapū. And so, you know, in talking about an individual property right, it kind of doesn't sit well with the reality of the hapū.
So is customary title then the single most important thermal aspect after repeal?
Absolutely.
But in a commercial world, if there's somebody perhaps doing mining on seabed, what would the expectation be if there was a claim from any people happen group around that area?
Well, we know that in the past any mining rights are held by the Crown. So those are things that would have to be negotiated. My understanding is that this will give iwi the right, certainly, to be consulted and to be given to participate in the decision making around whether mining rights can in fact take place.
So you wouldn't be expecting anything financial from that?
It's irrelevant, really, whether there's financial things involved, because we don't know the extent of the tonu, the bid, what to do. What is really important is the question of communal land, that it is actually communal land, belongs to the hapū, and they have the say and the rights.
So does that mean that the Crown Minerals Act will be looked at on that issue?
Well, that remains to be seen. I mean, we can't today go into the whole detail of what the future will look like, but certainly the one thing that we promised our people was that we would have the Act repealed. It seems that the review tribunal agrees with us. What happens in the future from there on in is another story, and that's something that we need to work through with the present government.
Can you tell us, for a hapū or an iwi who do have continuous use over some coastal marine area, can you tell us how life would change for them if the proposals in that review were picked up?
Well, their mana would be intact. That's the most important thing. Their mana, their authority, their right to have a say over their own whenua would continue. Of course, this particular review also talks about the areas that may have been taken in the past, and that consideration of the customary rights of those iwi who may already have settled may well be brought to the fore again.
Has John Key given you any indication about repeal? What sort of indication has he given you behind the scenes?
We haven't talked with John Key of the outcome of the tribunal report, but we would expect that we would have a constructive dialogue on this issue.
He's got no other option but to repeal this, has he?
Well, the mere fact that he agreed as a joint venture to set up this review shows the direction which you know, he must be leading and what would happen. So,
do you agree with the review panel's feeling that going reopening the court route would be too time consuming, too costly? Are you happy to see the court's option closed off?
Well, not particularly, because when you talk about property rights, it is the courts that deal with those issues. I mean, that's not an unusual thing. That's available to every New Zealander.
But would you rather sort out those rights through the courts or through negotiations?
Oh, naturally, we would prefer to sort them out through negotiation.
And then have right to appeal to the court if you don't.
Should the rights not be upheld in the negotiation, then those iwi have a right to go to the court to have those upheld.
I think it's important to remember, though, people, that we've only just got this report like you, and we have not got a single position on it at this stage. We've got a wānanga, the report. We're really happy that it's happened. And, yes, it's going to be a bit of excitement going forward from here.
So the report also talks about balancing public access with Māori customary rights. So how do you interpret what that might mean?
Well, public access could have been protected previous to this legislation through using the Tere Whenua Māori Act and also the Resource Management Act. We didn't really need to have a piece of legislation that took away the customary rights of hapū to actually enable people to have those access rights. They are there in law that New Zealanders have a right of navigation and access to all areas of the beach.
It never was an issue for Māori, let's be clear about that. We thought we owned the beaches anyway, and you can all go there. So, you know, it's only the way the Act was presented to the people for support. People were interviewed, do you agree these Māori stop you going on the beach, and that kind of carry-on. And it's a shame that that was used negatively when it wasn't even an issue with us.
I rongoa e tahi o ngā whakaaro kaikiri a ngai tauiwi, o ngā whakataputanga me kino te tēnei ki kuaka. He o kōrero ki a rātou?
Pānui he te whakapuka nei, kei reira ngā kōrero.
Kāra rātou i te mōhio ki ngā tika a te Māori ki te taputai moana, ngā reira. Re pehe tae e koutou te whakamāra ngā tika rātou.
Oh, he mahi nui tēnā, he tōru tau mātou i te whareparamata, e kaha ki te whakamāramati te āhuatango o te mana whenua, kāre rātou e āta mōhio i tēnei wā. Engari kia, kōrero tonu, kōrero tonu.
Kāwhina mai MTS e mātou tērā tāpi.
Ai, mai MTS e whakamāramata.
I think it's important too, that it's not only our responsibility to take New Zealand with us, it is the responsibility of everybody in Parliament. If we want unity in this nation, each and every one of us has to step up to the plate and take the rest of the country with us on this matter.
Are you confident that that will happen this time? Because rightly or wrongly, I'm sure you'd argue wrongly, there was a lot of angst in the Pākehā community last time, partly stirred up by politicians, etc. How are you going to address that this time?
Well, 85% of the people who made submissions this time clearly supported repeal. In the previous submissions to the Select Committee, some 3,945 submissions, 95% of those people supported the foreshore and seabed customary rights remaining with Māori people. How many committees do we have to have to show that this is the right way forward? I mean, this is about what is right. The fact that the previous government frightened everybody on the first day out of the block by telling them that they wouldn't be able to have their barbecue at the beach was clearly wrong, and was quite deliberate. It was to get New Zealand non-Māori New Zealand on their side on this particular issue. And today what we've got is a government that is looking for a more unified way forward, is prepared to show leadership, and I believe that we can assist them to do that.
But isn't it ironic that back then that it was the National Party who were really playing on that fear and going to even customary title would be a risky thing for
Labor was in government at that time. It was Labor who made these decisions. It was Labor who put out to the people that the beaches, that they would be denied access to the beaches. They were the government. They didn't need to put the legislation in place. Today, it's been recommended that it be repealed, and we support that.
So going forward, we might start the campaign by saying, yay, we've won access for Pākehā to the beach.
could you see customary title sitting alongside Crown ownership, continued Crown ownership of all foreshore and sea bed, and still recognising customary title alongside? Would you see that working?
Well, I think that that's a little bit difficult because they're both about title. I think that what has been suggested in the report is maybe some ideas of co-management. Those are the things that need to be explored with iwi to see whether they agree.
How quickly do you want the action office? The government said they're going to respond by the end of August. When would you hope a new act would be in place in this term of government?
Oh, absolutely. We would be looking to next year.
Definitely.
Are you happy with the proposal they have for an interim legislation, repealing the seven foreshore but effectively putting a holding pattern on before you come up with whatever you come up with to deal with the future? Would you rather see that or wait till everything's sorted out and then do it?
Well, personally, I think it's a good move just to stabilise things and let everybody do their homework and then come back to the table again and carry on forward. I think it would be a good idea.
Our people must be consulted with.
Yeah.
It's not for those of us sitting at this table to make such a huge decision as that, to say that we agree. There's four recommendations. It's not for us to say which is the one that should prevail. That's a matter for the various hapū. And I think it's very important too to say that this isn't about all Māori having customary rights. It is only those hapū who maintain their ongoing customary right to those areas. It's not about all Māori having a customary right to every single piece of foreshore.
But in a national settlement, though, would that include all Māori if it was a national settlement? Because it did in the fisheries example.
No. When this is actually, very different.
So you wouldn't expect urban Māori to have, or iwi or hapū who didn't have, you know, coastal marine interests, you wouldn't consider them to be beneficiaries of any national settlement?
No, because I wouldn't expect them to give me their lakes and rivers.
But urban Māori are hapū Māori too. So, you know, let's be clear about that.
So you would expect to have a new kind of regime for this in this term of government? Is that your hope?
I'm expecting you might just get a little bit of movement out at the end of August, but that the real planning will follow on after that. I don't think too much will happen until after that.
But you would expect that in this term of government that the act will be repealed and there will be some work toward a new system?
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. Totally.
Do you expect the statement in August from the government to be one that's made in consultation and agreement with you? Do you see yourself as part of the
government? Yes, indeed. That's the arrangement that we have in our agreement, that we would, this is a joint venture having this reviewed, so very definitely.
So to clarify, the government's position in August will be your position, an agreed position with
the Māori? It will be an agreed position with the leadership of both parties.
Mātai whakamutunga, any last questions? Anybody want to ask about apologies or anything? Thank you again for being here, and we hope that all your inquiries have been dealt with. Kanu te mihi, kia ora.